The first of the sins in Geneva we will tell you about will be anger. The word anger can be interpreted as a feeling of strong indignation, resentment, a state of irritation or animosity. It plunges a person into the state of a beast and gives rise to all kinds of atrocities. In its supreme manifestation, the mind is completely turned off. A state of rage takes possession of a person's mind, and personal interests exceed everything else so much that the angry person sacrifices other people, their interests, and sometimes even their lives. Rage, aggression, cruelty, hatred, and malice are the most common components of anger. Now, imagine for a second that you are back in 1898. It is September. A man in a hat, aged about 25, is standing by the lake. Anger fills him. He hides a three-angular file with a wooden handle in his hands and impatiently waits for his victim. His name is Luigi Lucchini, and soon he will attack the Austrian Empress Sissi, hurrying to catch the steamship. "What aim did you pursue in committing this crime?" he was asked in the court. "I wanted to take vengeance on her for my life," he replied. The life of Luigi Lucchini was not easy indeed. His mother rejected him and abandoned him as soon as he was born, leaving him to grow up in an orphanage. From the ages of 6 to 8, he was taken care of by a family of shoemakers, and then he ended up in another family, using him exclusively for mercantile purposes. The fact is that for the upbringing of children from the orphanage, families were paid. These were small amounts, but still some money. Moreover, the child could be asked to work for the owner and get additional income. In his memoirs about working in the house of a clergyman as a child, Luigi writes, "He baked 2 types of bread, white bread for himself and brown bread for me and the maid called Agnes. She was at least allowed to eat in the kitchen and sleep in an old bed under the attic. They brought me food to the barn, where I really had to eat it." He also narrated how scared he was to sleep in a stall with cows, how his classmates mocked him because of his lice, and how he was forced to subsist by begging. Many times in his biography, written later in prison, Luigi returns to the same questions. Why, in those few years, no one from the orphanage came to check how conscientiously his new parents were fulfilling their duties, and why those who could not sustain even themselves were frequently entrusted a child to care for. Luigi, in some ways, blames the man who gave his second family a certificate, stating that they were able to sustain him, despite the fact that it was the poorest family in the poorest district. By the time Luigi found himself there on the embankment in Geneva, he had served in the Italian army, worked as a servant for his commander for a short time, and tried to take the place of the prison governor. Not getting what he wanted, he left the country, writing in his notes, "Ungrateful motherland, you won't get my ashes," and got acquainted with the anarchists. Anarchism is the doctrine of a society where government institutions are supplanted by self-governments and direct democracy. This is a society without power, without state coercion, a society where any hierarchy is rejected. In anarchy, social relations are based on personal interest, voluntary consent, and the responsibility of each of the participants. Anarchists do not accept the exploitation of man by man. They reject the suppression of some people by others. They fight for the freedom of a person and for the preservation of individuality. Maybe the ideas of anarchism appealed to Luigi, among other things, because the authorities and society did not prevent the injustice that he faced in his childhood. If the Italian official had showed more awareness and had not issued a certificate to the pale man in a dirty hat, a coat full of holes and worn-out boots, stating that he could support a child, perhaps many things in Luigi's life would have been different. But as you know, historians have no givens, and Luigi killed a representative of a hated government. Empress Sissi was 60 at that time, but the Scottish sculptor Philip Jackson decided to depict her as young here. Slender, perhaps even exaggeratedly slender, she looks up at the windows of the Beau Rivage Hotel, where she spent her last night and the last minutes of her life after the attack. The statue was erected 100 years after her murder.